So, good morning, everybody. I am here to talk about my project, Occupy.here. And I'd like to say that it's a little bit more for like ordinary users, maybe in contrast to the first two presentations. Although I want to, at some point, look into what that even means, because I don't know that we even have ordinary users, or I'd like to challenge more people to think of themselves as not ordinary or average or whatever. So this forum here, the pound sign, at a place like South by Southwest, this looks like a hashtag probably to most people. But actually, I was interested in how the occupation of Zuccotti Park might be thought of as a kind of IRC channel instead. So this is how you denote an IRC channel. This is the channel called Zuccotti. And I was thinking about this in these terms because, you know, it's noisy, it's chaotic. Random people wander in, and strangers are having like these intense conversations with each other. And this is at its best what I think a good IRC channel can provide. So my project started from this idea: what if we took that IRC channel and added like a chatbot to it? And this was my attempt at that. I guess the brightness is a little hard to see here, but that's a Wi-Fi router. That's the venerable WRT54G, the first hackable Linksys router that spawned many, many others. And so I just left this at Zuccotti Park. And I should say also, I renamed the project a couple times. It used to be called ows.offline. So this is the setup where it was sitting. We've got electricity. We've got an internet connection, a clear box hooked up to the real internet, and my Occupy Here local area network. Although I should say this is like offline. This is the whole point. We're not connecting the wide area network to the local area network intentionally. I wanted to keep it offline for a number of reasons, but mostly because I was interested in what people at the park had to say to each other, maybe what messages they might leave for each other, et cetera, et cetera. At some point, I actually switched it to being cared for by the Free Network Foundation. This is kind of how Isaac and I got to know each other, because Isaac had more consistent power than the info desk, and he could keep an eye on it. And he was actually providing real internet, and I was providing this other thing. So the two projects kind of helped each other out, maybe. Although I should say, like, not a lot of people used Occupy Here, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a second. So like Occupy itself, the project's moved on from the park. It's becoming a little more decentralized. And here's the idea. Basically, anyone close enough to the Wi-Fi signal can connect to others nearby. And I actually have one of these running right now, so if you guys want to try it out, it's a pretty reasonable prototype. I've run it at a few other events, so there's already some accumulated information on it. It looks a little bit like this. Oh, that's, you guys can't see my screen. Let me move that over there. Looks a little bit like that. It's also mobile optimized, so. Right. So you get this like simple web forum. You can leave messages. You can reply to other people's messages. You can also upload files. And the idea is that it's built on commodity hardware that you can go out and buy yourself. And it's storing all the data on a simple USB stick. The one I have running here has about 8 gigabytes of space on it. So that adds up to like a lot of images, maybe a few. Actually, it's also a lot of videos, if you wanted to put them up there. At some point, I was like stocking this full of like these YouTube videos that were going around about Occupy, as kind of like, I don't know, a way to disseminate this information on the subway or wherever. And this is the latest bit of hardware that I've been standardizing on. It's a tiny little cheap Wi-Fi router that that runs off like a 5-volt USB hookup. So what you can do is you can buy these battery chargers for your phones that are intended to power things over USB and be completely mobile, and you can put it in your backpack and you just have a signal that's with you as you go along about your going about your day. And I bought like a pack of 8 of these off Amazon, and it came to like under $25. I think it's pretty phenomenal what you can buy in terms of hardware. So that's one node. So in a nutshell, it's like a local area network with some simple social software for a particular place. And it lets you connect to other people who are, or were, or will be in the same space. So it's not just for people in the room right now. It could be something you leave somewhere and see who walks by, see who uses it. And some of you may have seen this chart before. I'm interested in the right-hand side. So you might have your Wi-Fi router, and there might be some other people with theirs also. And there's actually a way for the content to get transmitted between them. It's kind of a weird setup that I'm still kind of engineering, but it is a distributed network of sorts. And basically what happens